I don't want to subject myself. It's like when I fucking watched season seven of like a marathon season seven of Dexter to watch season eight of Dexter.
Did you
I
ever
never
see the
watched season eight.
Did you ever see the finale of that? I've seen every
Yeah.
episode, unfortunately. Oh my god.
Oh,
The finale
God.
was the worst piece of garbage I've ever seen in my entire
Like,
life.
what were they
Like, it's worse
thinking?
than Heroes, since Heroes, like, you've never really taken it seriously because it's about superheroes, but Dexter started off a pretty grounded and well-made and well-acted show, and then it just ended up
Well,
imagine how retards see the world. Nothing makes sense and everything's stupid. It's like you've been given brain damage, then you watch the episode and you can't. Nothing makes sense. It was horrible.
it didn't. That wasn't even Dexter's character. It's like, so you could just tell, like, they got new writers after season four,
Yeah.
and you could tell, like, they tried to make that Quinn story interesting, and that flopped.
Fucking
And
Quinn.
yeah, and it's like in the final episode, I did watch the final episode. They, like, remember when he's, like, talking to, like, apparently the big bad guy in the, and he like slams him up against a wall in a hospital, and, like, nobody notices. Like, Dexter was, like, so careful and stuff, and then he literally kills the guy on camera, and he was like, it was self-defense.
Yeah.
And, like, we believe you, Dexter. And that
And
was the end of it.
yeah,
Like,
and Quinn and what's his name? Barista.
they're
Barista
like,
or something. I was like, yeah, fair enough.
just looking around and they're like, meh, yeah, well,
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, it's like,
And
come on, the series is ending, just go on. We're
then
out
he
of this show.
kills his own sister?
Yeah. Oh, she's only been in the machine for like 6 hours, and like
He's
people
like,
wake up from comas all the fucking time. Just leave her and then go and kill yourself, mate.
yeah.
And then it turns out he survives for no reason. Like, are we meant
Why
to
would he?
think he
Yeah, why'd
faked
he
his
survive?
death on
What?
purpose, or I don't think so. I think we're meant to think, oh, he's killing himself. And then
It was almost like they had so many ideas how to end the show.
yeah.
None of them were good, but I was like, okay, let's just try all of them. And maybe one of them will be like, oh, I like that part.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, we waited 8 years for some closure on this fucking show.
And then he
I
becomes
thought,
a fucking lumberjack. And it's,
yeah, what?
did you see the last two episodes of Breaking Bad?
Yeah, of
Yeah,
course.
there's some really funny parallels with the last episode of Dexter and the second last episode of Breaking Bad, which pretty much sums up both shows, where Dexter just like gives up and rots in a cabin in the woods with a shitty beard, and that's the end of his story. But
Yeah, that's how Breaking Bad could have
motherfucking
ended.
White,
They could have ended Breaking
yeah,
Bad that
he
way.
goes into a cabin in the woods. And he has a stupid beard and he gets depressed, but then he thinks, no, my story and my television show is not ending on this shitty note. I'm going back for the best finale ever. And his show
Yeah.
ends with a huge bang, and it's awesome. And Dexter just gives up, and that's the end of his story. That's pretty much the
He's like
show's
a
trajectory,
lumberjack
yeah.
for no reason.
The end. He's a lumberjack, fuck you. Oh, Jesus
Man,
Christ.
what a stupid fucking show.
Yeah.
Like,
And what happens to his son? Hannah takes him. Hannah, a complete sociopath who never gets redeemed in any way. A woman who poisons people just for getting in the way. Like, she poisoned a woman who owned the house she wanted to buy or something, and she poisons anyone who gets suspicious of her and anyone she doesn't like and anyone who benefits her. And she only looks after Harrison because she wants to get favor with Dexter. What do you think is going to happen when she finds out Dexter's dead and she's stuck with this kid in Argentina? I think the kid's going to get fucking poisoned or like
yeah.
sold to like sex slavery or something. And Harrison grows up getting raped by pedophiles in Argentina while she's
Was like
doing
so. It
whatever.
was so dumb. Like, she was not a good character. Like, he was like, I gotta protect them from me, and it was like, yeah, by getting rid of her and protecting your son.
Here you
Like
go.
any rational
Yeah.
fucking.
And I don't fucking believe the scenes where Deborah's with her and Hannah cooks her dinner after she's tried to poison her. And it's just like, is this satire? Is this a joke? Because, like, what? She's a police officer. Why isn't she fucking arrest her? Because she's a fucking danger to her nephew and her brother. She's a fucking poisoning serial killer who has no code or has never been redeemed in any way.
Did you
Fucking
see?
arrest her immediately.
So you
Jesus.
saw season seven.
Yeah, I've seen every episode, unfortunately.
So,
Unfortunately.
oh, you watched all of season eight?
Yeah. Back.
You're psychotic.
Yeah, that's me putting a gun in my mouth and pulling the trigger. But yeah, I've seen every episode of Dexter,
But, so,
unfortunately.
Then Deborah falls is has been in love with Dexter or something. It was like all these stupid side plots they tried to make happen and gave no value to. It was
Yeah.
just.
Do you know why it happened? The new writing team that came in after season 4 included the woman who wrote the scripts for Twilight, the
Oh,
Twilight
really?
movies. So she thinks telling a successful, popular story is just like bringing all these angsty love stories. So you've got Deborah in love with Dex, and like the four other men throughout the season she has a relationship with, and Dexter falls in love with like the mysterious and edgy Hannah, and there's the guy in season 7 who's got like a secret gay relationship with another monster. It's so, like, oh, this like twisted romance everywhere, and that's how you write a good script.
It was so putrid.
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh, and it's so sad because, like, that was one of the first shows I ever was like, "Wow, this is a really awesome TV
Yeah, I
show."
remember
Ever in my
marathoning
life.
all of season 1 on Christmas Day 2004. I just watched it all back to back in one day on Christmas, lying in bed when I first moved my bed down here, and it was amazing. And I remember season 2 was the first time that, like, I really liked the FBI being after him, and that was thrilling, and Doakes being after him, and I was a bit suspect of Lila, but like, whatever, go ahead, do whatever you want. But when they copped out of having Lila kill Doakes, and then there's some stupid shit where she kidnaps the kids, I'm like, oh, all right, now I can see how it's going to get ridiculous from here on out. And it was. It never really recovered from that. Like, the only good thing after that is Trinity, and that, like, it's just because it's a good actor, and that's it.
Yeah,
And the
like
rest of season 4 was like looking after a baby, and
five
like,
was boring.
yeah, 5 was terrible. Fucking Lumen, fucking everything up.
There's a GIF that was like it was like I don't know, Lumen as a Simpsons
Oh
character,
yeah, I think that was really on the show.
then she was just like, okay, bye, and just disappeared.
Yeah,
Like,
I must return to my planet. And then she
yeah,
floats
exactly.
away. Yeah, and you know why that happened? Because, what's his name who plays Dexter? Something C. Hall?
Yeah, Michael C. Hall.
Yeah, he had an affair with the person who plays Lumen when he was married to the person who plays Deb. So, like, that was a huge falling out where he cheated on her with Lumen, and then they got a divorce, and then Lumen could be on the show anymore because everyone hated her. So, there you go.
God. Just awful.